Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you speak to us. Speak to us in a special way so that we have a deep understanding of what you are trying to say in the book of Daniel. And I pray that you open our eyes that we can see, our ear that we can hear, and hide your word within our heart so that as we sing and we see things develop as it is written in Daniel, then we know that who the Antichrist is, so that we won't be deceived by the Antichrist. I know that the Antichrist will do things that deceive people to follow him. And I pray that you help us to understand his deception, and so that we won't be deceived by him. And help us to walk in your way, in a way that we can get blessing from you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So in Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, at the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in battle. Him is the Antichrist. We engage the Antichrist in battle, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariot and cavalry and a great fleet of ships. And he will invade many countries and sweep through them like a flood. And he will also invade the beautiful land. The beautiful land is the promised land. And many countries will fall, but Edom and Moab and the leader of Ammon will be delivered from his hand. And he will extend his power over many countries. Egypt will not escape. And he will gain control of the treasure of gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt. With Libyan is, you remember Gaddafi is the colonel, he is the ruler of Libya, with Libya and Nubian in submission. That is in the north of Africa. But report from the east and the north will alarm him, and he will set out in a rage to destroy and annihilate many, and he will pitch his royal tent between the sea. The sea is the Mediterranean Sea. He will pitch his royal tent between the sea and this one, the word "at" supposed to be translated "at," between the sea and the beautiful holy mountain. The beautiful holy mountain is where the temple is. The temple of God is. This temple will be built during the 7 years, at the beginning of 7 years tribulation. And yet, the Antichrist will come to his end, and no one will help him. And no one will help him. And we know that the Antichrist will come to his end, and no one will help him. You write down Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Verse 19. Then I saw the beast is the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth. There's 10 kings following the Antichrist, and the army gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse, against Jesus Christ and his army. Verse 20. The beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who has performed the miraculous sign on his behalf. With this sign he has deluded those who has received the mark of the beast and worship his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. From 19, Revelation 19 to 20, no one helped him, okay? And the rest of them were killed with the sword. The rest of them is the king of the earth and the army. The rest of them were killed with the sword that came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse. The rider is Jesus Christ. And right beside the rider of the horse, you write down chapter 19, verse 11. I saw heaven standing open. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. That is Jesus Christ. So the rest of them means 1919b, is that the kings of the earth is the rest of them, and their enemy is the rest of them. Okay? The rest of them were killed with the sword and came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse. And all the birds crossed themselves on their flesh. So, when the time come, just like 11, Daniel 11, verse 45, he will pitch his royal tent between the sea and the beautiful holy mountain. And yet he will come to his end. And no one will help him. At that time, Daniel chapter 12, at that time, Michael, the great prince, who protect your people. Michael is the one who protect the people of Israel. At that time, Michael will rise. Okay, remember that. Remember that Satan is also the archangel too. Michael is also the archangel. Michael is the great prince. Satan is also a great prince, but it's just a fallen angel. Okay? So at that time, Michael, the great prince, who protect your people, protect the people of Israel, will rise, and there will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nation until then. I want you to write it down right beside. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nation. You write down Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. And then right beside Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, you write down Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Matthew 24, verse 21. For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equal again. It's a great tribulation that human being has never experienced. And you say, wow, the tsunami is great disaster. No, that one is great. This one is even quicker than anything else, okay? So that's why God sent Michael, the angel, the great prince, to protect God's people. If God did not send Michael to protect his people, I think none of them will be delivered, okay? Because there will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nation until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. In other words, if your name is not found written in the book of Lamb, you will not be delivered. You will kill. You will be killed. So I want you to write it down. Write down right beside Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose name has not been written in the book of the life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. If your name was not written in the book of the life that belonged to the Lamb, if your name was not written there, you will worship the beast. You will worship the Antichrist. If your name were written in there, you will be delivered. You won't worship it. You're willing to die for that. So at that time, you will know whose name was written. Okay? Was written on the book. Now go back. So right beside Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, right beside the book, you write down Revelation 13:8. Right beside 13:8, right beside the book, you write down Daniel 12:1. What I'm trying to say is, at that time, your people, God's people, everyone whose name is found written in the book will be delivered. If your name was not found in the book, you will not be delivered. You will die. Deliver means, doesn't mean that you won't die. Deliver means it's verse 2. I read that to you. Multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Will be delivered means you won't go to hell, you go to heaven. That's what it means by will be delivered. Will be delivered doesn't mean that you won't die during the 7 years of tribulation. You may die because of the name of Jesus. You may die because you suffer for Jesus. But you will be delivered, you won't go to hell. So, right beside you will be delivered, you write down Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, other to shame and everlasting contempt. You will be delivered means when you resurrected, you go to heaven. When you resurrected, you go to the millennium kingdom. You can reign with Jesus. You will not be delivered. That means you go to hell when you are resurrected. So right beside that, Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, you write down John 5:28-29. Daniel 12:2. When we hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll rise from the dead. Doesn't matter you believe him or not, you will rise. You'll be resurrected. Believer will be resurrected. Non-believer will be resurrected. Okay? John 5:28. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their grave will hear his voice. They hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ and come out. Come out, they mean resurrected. Those who have done good, what does it mean by those who have done good? Those who put their faith in God, Jesus, will rise to live and will go to heaven. And those who have done evil, if the one he trusts on himself, do not trust Jesus Christ, will rise to be condemned. So there is resurrection, whether you believe him or not. Okay? Resurrection doesn't mean you'll be delivered. Resurrection, you will rise. I think you better write down right beside you will rise. You write Hebrew chapter 9, verse 27. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 27. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to pay judgment. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. How do we face judgment? After that means after you die, whether you believe him or not, after that, I want you to write down right beside, after that, you write Gospel of John 5:28-29. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in the grave will hear Jesus' voice and come out. And those who have done good is those who have believed in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and serve him will rise to live. And those who have done evil, refuse to serve Jesus, will rise to be condemned. Now go back to Daniel, chapter 12, verse 2. Multitude, that means a lot of people, who sleep in the dust of the earth, will awake. Why would he mention that? Because you're going to see with your own eyes. A lot of people die in your own eyes. You know who will die? Those who believe in Jesus. Those who believe in Jesus will die. But when you die, and Daniel encouraged them, multitude who sleep, who die in the dust of the earth, will awake. You will be awake. You don't worry. Some to everlasting life. That means those who done good, who believe in Jesus, do not let your right hand or forehead to be marked with the image of the beast, nor do you worship the image of the beast. Okay? Multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Remember that we will awake, we will rise, we will be resurrected. Some resurrected to everlasting, other resurrected to shame and everlasting contempt. Not everyone who rise from the dead will be delivered, but only those whose name was written in the book will be delivered. So don't just look at people, oh, poor guy, you know, he was slain to death. It's okay to be slain to death if you're a believer. If you're not a believer, you're slain to death, that you have no more chance to believe in Jesus. Verse 3, those who are wise, who are the wise one? The wise one is the one who hear the word of the Lord and obey it. Do not have any mark in your right hand, right beside the wise one. I want you to write down Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, all the way to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears this word of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man and who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the storm rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on a sand. On sand, the rain came down and the stream rose and the wind blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash. So what is he trying to tell me? Tell me in Revelation. Go to Revelation. What kind of suffering he's talking about? I read that to you. George, could you read that? Revelation chapter 13, starting with verse 1. A lot of wise people will be slain. Those who witness for Jesus will be slain. Okay? Read that.
And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshipped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them.
In other words, multitude of saints will be slain to death because of their belief. God has given him the power. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. That has been recorded. Don't ever say, "Oh, I see so many Christians, so many saints were slain to death," and then you turn away, not believe in Jesus and follow the Antichrist. You'll be there. Right beside here, verse 7. You write that. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. We do not live by sight. We live by faith. It has been recorded. Don't ever say, "Oh, now, how come? Where is God? Where is God now?" Don't ask this kind of stupid question. You know who asks this kind of question, "Where is God?" Those who do not read the Bible. Okay? You read the Bible, you know that. So don't ever tell me, "Oh, I see Jesus was crucified on the cross, then I cannot believe in Jesus." It is just because Jesus Christ was hung on the cross, I believe in him, he's the Lord and Savior. Why? Because it has been prophesied in Isaiah 53 verse 10. It pleased the Lord to crush him on the cross and to die for us. The righteous for the unrighteous. The sinless for the sinful. Because he did it. He was slain to death. Then I know he is the Lord. You understand what I'm trying to say? Don't ever say to me, "Oh, how come so many saints, good people, die now for God? Where is God?" You ask this kind of question, that means you don't read the Bible. You don't hide God's word within your heart. Okay? I read that to you. The Antichrist, the beast coming out of the sea, the beast was given power to make war against the saints. Not only recorded in 13:7, also recorded in Daniel. Okay? Also recorded in Daniel chapter 11, Daniel chapter 12. Okay? And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Verse 8.
All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belong to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world.
How come all the inhabitants of the earth will worship them? Those who refuse to worship them will be slain to death. The rest of them worship them. Their name was not written in the book of the Lamb belonging to the Lamb of God. Okay? Their name was not written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb of God. Okay? That's why they worship them. Verse 9.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
He who has ear, let him hear. Remember that. Okay? Verse 10.
If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword, he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints.
So, right beside here, you write 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Call for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on the part of the saints. We live not by sight, not because so many so-called saints were slain to death, suffer for Jesus, and then you turn away and worship the Antichrist. Okay? Please call for patience, you be patient, you endure, and faithful. Okay? Verse 11.
Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf, and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of man.
Well, you know, in chapter 11, you see that Moses and Elijah can call fire coming down from heaven. Now, Moses and Elijah is a true prophet. And this false prophet, the beast coming out of the earth, is a false prophet. That false prophet can do the same thing too. Okay? Remember that. You don't see, oh, because he performed miracle, then you follow him. You understand? I tell you one thing, you know, if you read the Bible and you see what happened, then you know that is false prophet. You won't follow him. But if you don't study the Bible, you keep playing computer game, oh man, you are the candidate to go to hell. You hear me? He who has ear, let him hear. Verse 14.
Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth.
How can he deceive the inhabitants of the earth? Because they don't read the Bible. If you read the truth, you won't be deceived. Okay? Keep going.
He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived.
And you know that. When you read Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5, what is the second commandment? Do not create an image. Nor do you worship the image. Nor you bow down to the image. You follow the second commandment, you go to heaven. You try to protect your own life, save yourself, and worship the image, then you go to hell. Not only that, you not only go to hell. Before you go to hell, you go through Revelation chapter 16, you go through seven bold pledges. It's a disaster if you read chapter 16. I pray that I won't be there. I don't want to be there at that time. It is worried. You know, this kind of disaster is a wicked disaster. Okay? When you open the tap, you know what do you have? Blood. It's not water. Okay? It's bad. It's really, really bad. He ordered, the false prophet ordered them, ordered the inhabitants of the earth, to set up an image in honor of the beast, who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. Verse 15.
He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
So, who will we kill? Anyone who refuses to worship the image will be killed. Multitude of them will be killed. And that's exactly what Daniel said. Multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise, those who follow God's word, do not have mark on your forehead nor on your right hand, will shine like the brightest, like the brightness of the heaven. But those who lead many, and those who lead many to righteousness, like the star forever and ever. Go back to Revelation chapter 13 and keep reading it. Verse 16.
He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead.
He will force you to receive a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. But if you say no, what happens?
so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So you're willing to die of hunger. You're willing to suffer. And then you'll be delivered. But if you are not willing to die at that time, you'll be in deep trouble. So what do I preach while I'm at the church? I preach people like Matthew 16:24. When we say we are disciples of Jesus Christ, we follow him, we carry the cross. This is the gospel. Carry your own cross and follow Jesus. They say, well, you say, I don't want to do it. Okay, you don't do it, that's fine. In 7 years of tribulation, you're going to protect your own life too. When you protect your own life, that means you're going to bow down the image set up by the false prophet. And then you go to hell. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. Say no to it. Because if you say yes to it, keep going to see what's the outcome.
This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. For it is man's number. His number is 666.
So what happens if I have the mark on my forehead or on my right hand? Chapter 14, verse 9 and following. 9 to 13.
A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury.
Right beside God's fury, you write down Revelation 16. You try to save your life, you don't save your life. You extend your life, that's all. But extend your life in such a way that you suffer so much, it's not worth extending. Okay? So I want you to write beside verse 16, 13, 16, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. Right beside that, you write down 14, 9 to 13. And then you write down 16, chapter 16. You know the consequences. Unfortunately, you know, when you read the Revelation, a lot of people read the Revelation, they don't understand. Well, I don't even know what's the consequences of receiving the mark. All you know is the consequences. If you don't receive the mark, you cannot purchase anything. You're going to die of starvation. You can't buy anything. You can't buy anything that means you have nothing to eat. You try to save your own life. You're going to say, okay, I received my mark. But you don't read 14. Chapter 14, verse 9 to 13, nor do you read 16. You don't even know the outcome. There's God fury. You just extend your life for maybe three years more, and then you end up going to hell. Is it worth it? It's not worth it. Well, read that. Chapter 14, 9. Read that again.
A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice,
Why would he say in a loud voice? He makes sure those people who has the mark don't get tempted to get a mark. Okay?
If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb.
Wait a second. That's hell, right? 11.
And the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus.
And he say that again. This call for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandment and remain faithful to Jesus. Call to the wise, right? That's right beside that, you write down 13:10. This call for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on the part of the saints. When you see so many people die, don't yield to it. Okay? Just carry your own cross and die if you were there at that time. Okay? And then when you see the wild people who at the market buy, can purchase food, you can't purchase food, you will die? Just die. Okay? Well, go to 16. Take a look at it. Before you go to 16, I want you to go to 15 first. 15 verse 5. After this, I looked, and in heaven, the temple, that is the tabernacle of the testimony, was open. Out of the temple came seven angels with the seven plagues. They were dressed in clean, shining linen and worn golden sashes around their chest. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God. Filled with the wrath of God. That is 14. 14 what? 14:10. He too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. That is 15:7. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God, who live forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels was completed. What does it mean by the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the temple? Not even Jesus Christ will enter the temple to pray for you. That means you will suffer definitely the wrath of God. From Revelation chapter 16, the entire chapter 16. No one can save you. You're going to suffer. Okay? I'm willing to suffer less and to be slave and die for Jesus than suffer in Revelation 16. Take a look at Revelation 16. What kind of suffering that we're going to suffer if we receive the mark? Okay? 16:1.
Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth." The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land.
So I want you to write it down right beside God's wrath. Right beside God's wrath. 16:1. Where is our God? Right beside God's wrath. 15:7. Right beside God's wrath. And 14:10. I want you to write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath. That's the kind of wrath I'm talking about. But to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are destined for suffering, for trial, but we are not destined for wrath. Wrath is Revelation 16. You understand what I'm trying to say? Hello? Joshua? What did I say?
1 Thessalonians 5, 9.
We are not destined for that. We are not supposed to be there. Why? We're dead already. Even though you are there in the 7-year tribulation, you are supposed to die. You understand? Okay, keep going then. Revelation 16. Read that. Take a look at what kind of wrath that those people are facing.
The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land. And ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image.
Oh, look at that. You have a mark, eh? You think you try to save your life, eh? You get sore. 那些疮啊,大刀啊, the gangrene, okay? Oh, it stings. Anyone who touch it, you'll be in deep trouble. You can't even clean it with alcohol. Okay? 那些疮。You know what I'm trying to say? hey, you say, oh, Job is bad, right? You're going to get that kind of stuff. You remember Job? Right? Oh, man. Right? Take a look. Keep going, 16. 16, those people who he tried to outsmart the Christian, okay? They receive the mark on their forehead, receive the mark on their right hand. They think they want to extend their life, they save their own life. They end up what? End up getting painful sore broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worship his image. Don't ever worship the image, okay? What's the second pain? Verse 3.
The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea and it turned
into... What kind of bowl? That's the bowl of God's wrath. You understand?
And it turned into blood like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died.
No more seafood.
The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, "You are just in these judgments, you who are and who were the Holy One, because you have so judged, for they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink as they deserve."
So what kind of second wrath is? All the seafood are dead. That means you go to the market to buy things, it would be very expensive. Very expensive. Can you imagine there's no more seafood? Okay? People live there will have hard. You think, oh, I get mad, you can purchase thing, eh? It will be so expensive that you can't even buy it. Okay? And then third pain. What's the third rock? If you drink any water, you're like draining blood. It's stained. Why would God allow them to drink blood? Because they slain a lot of Christians. They slain the saint of God, okay? Now they suffer for that. So that's why the Bible says you are judging God, and God is judged in this judgment. You, who are and who were the Holy One, because you have so judged. For they have shed the blood of your saint and prophet. They killed so many Christians. And you have given them blood to drink as they deserve. Verse 7. And I heard the author respond, "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgment." What's the fourth rock? Verse 8.
The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to
spoil. So I want you right beside his bowl, eh? Right beside his bowl, in verse 3, right beside his bowl in verse 4, it's not a bowl of one ton soup, okay? There's a bowl of God's wrath, man. He didn't just repeat it, you know? He said, "All right, give me a bowl of one ton soup." You know, you're dreaming. Not you go to Hong Kong, it's the one ton soup, right? It's a bowl of God's wrath, okay? One after another, until seven bowl was poured onto us. And no one can pray for you. Not even Jesus Christ will enter into it because so filled with the glory of God. In those days, in Exodus chapter 40, when Solomon first built the temple, when Moses built the tabernacle, it was so filled with the smoke, no one can enter into and pray. It's only God's glory is there until the work is done. Seven bowl of God's wrath pour unto a human being, those who resist God or oppose God. Say, "Oh, I just received the mark." You can read the 13, don't even read the 14, don't even read the 15, don't even read the 16, don't even know the outcome. A lot of people, the Christians, they don't even one chapter at a day. They are caught here already. And then they forget what it is. They don't even know the consequences. You understand what I'm trying to say? I tell you the consequences. I'm willing to die for that. You understand? You got that? Am I sure that I'm going to see all of you in heaven? I'm not going to miss anyone, right? Christopher? Are you sleeping? No? Keep going.
The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God.
And I believe the temperature is higher than Phoenix, higher than Dallas, Texas, okay? Dallas, Texas, 410 degrees Fahrenheit. I believe everywhere is like that. That's the fourth rock, okay? Verse 9.
Verse 9?
Yeah.
They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God.
They don't repent. If they read the scripture, they say, oh, how come I'm here? You know, the reason why God cursed, the reason why I receive this kind of cursing, this kind of wrath, because I don't believe in God. I should turn around. Call on the name of God. Instead, they curse the name of God. They're supposed to what? Call on the name of the Lord. I want you to write that, not equal sign. Right beside verse 9, they supposed to be what? Verse Revelation, Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly bless all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And yet he refused to call on the name of the Lord. They don't read the scripture. They don't know how to get out of that. They curse the name of God. Instead, they're supposed to what? Call on the name of the Lord. They curse the name of the Lord. With the same word, C, capital letter C. Supposed to call on the name of the Lord, but they curse on the name of the Lord. What have they done? They sinned against God. By violating the third commandment. They call on the name, they use the name in vain. Okay? They curse God's name. They're supposed to what? Call on the name of the Lord. Yet they curse God's name. Okay? Exodus chapter 20 verse 7. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who uses his name. Okay? Who misuses his name, to use his name in vain. Okay? You're supposed to use his name in a proper way. You write that down? I show you how to write that. 27. Exodus 27, you write down the positive way, the negative way. What's the positive way? Romans 10, 12 to 13. There's no difference between Jews and Gentiles. When you suffer, you're supposed to turn around and call on the name of God and confess your sin, ask God to forgive you. You should never curse God. Revelation chapter 16, what's that Bible verses? Revelation chapter 16, verse 9, right? No, verse 16, 11. They curse the God of heaven. And then verse 9 and 11, okay? 16, 9 and 11. They're supposed to call on the name of the Lord. They are not supposed to misuse the name of the Lord by cursing him. God's name, we use God's name to pray. We use God's name to pray and praise. You understand? You don't curse him. When you curse God, that means what? That means you are filled with the evil spirit. When you praise God's name, you pray to God, that means you are so filled with the Holy Spirit. How do I know? Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit will move you to call on the name of the Lord. To move you to cry out to God for mercy. And the Jewish people know that. Those whose names are marked in the book of life. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10.
And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. When you are filled with the spirit of grace and supplication, that's the Holy Spirit, you will pray. You won't cause, you won't what? You won't curse God. You understand? Do you understand? Gabriel, do you Joshua, do you understand what I'm trying to say? We learn how to do things in the right way, and you'll be delivered. You do things in the wrong way, you know, what's the normal way of doing it when you receive such a hit? You get to curse God, right? No. What's the normal way as a Christian? You call on the name of the Lord. You confess your sins. You ask God to forgive you. You got that? 16, verse 9. Go there one more time. Read it.
They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God, who had control over their plagues, but they refused to repent and glorify him. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores.
So what's the fourth rock? It's intense heat, right? What's the fifth rock? It's darkness, right? Darkness, right? You can't see anything for quite a few time, okay? Men gnashed their tongue, gnawed their tongue in agony. They want to die, but they can't die. And then they curse God of heaven because of their pain and their soul right beside their soul. You read that 16, verse 2. Those are the people who worship the image. And those are the people who have mark of the beast. That kind of show. Okay? Because of their pain and their soul, but they refuse to repent of what they have done. That's really sad. Really, really sad. What's trouble?
The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and his water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty.
So what is the sixth rock? The sixth rock is Revelation 19. Revelation 19, verse 17, all the way to 21. This evil spirit, Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet, what do? They try to save your life? No, they lead you to the battle of Armageddon. They want you to die there, together with Antichrist and false prophet. Antichrist and false prophet will cast down to the hell, and Satan cast down to the bottomless pit, and wait for 1,000 years later, and release him, and use him one more time to tempt those who don't even believe in God during the 1,000 years of millennium. Anyone who follows other than God will die. We have only one God, one true God. He is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yahweh. The God of Old Testament and the God of New Testament. You know what? I find out nowadays a lot of Christians, they don't want to read the Bible. And when people ask them questions, they can't answer. And later on, they drifted away. They don't believe in God themselves. Why? They don't experience God's blessing. Brother and sister, how can we experience God's blessing? Whatever He told you, you do it. He tell you not to do it, you don't do it. He tell you to do it, then you do it. You do exactly what He say, then you'll be blessed. When you are blessed, you will not turn back anymore. Okay? At the beginning of the creation, Adam and Eve was told one thing. Not to eat the fruit of the tree of good and evil. In the end, in the 7 year tribulation, he was told one thing. Do not worship any image or idol. We have American Idol. We have Canadian Idol. You watch this kind of thing all the time. Then you follow Whitney Houston. Where did she go? She take drugs, cocaine, marijuana, alcoholic. She has eaten a lot of prescription drug too. Don't go that way. Go God's way. She used to be serving God. She worshiped God at the age of 13 in a choir. She had beautiful voice. But she refused to use her voice to glorify God. She used her voice, her talent, her giftedness to live her life. And she died at the age of 48. She born to sing glory to God. Hallelujah. And yet she wanted to make money. That's a dead end. You can try to save your life. If you save your life all along, in the 7 year tribulation, I bet you're going to save your life too. You have the mark. You think you're wise. Don't do that. If God's not a true God, He will mark it down so clearly, spell it out, rock number one, rock number two, rock number three, give you all kind of opportunity, 7 times to repent, and yet people refuse to repent. Why? They don't read the word of God. They don't hide it in their heart. They see with their own eyes, they still refuse to believe. Can you imagine? Only those who believe in the word of God will be saved. Okay? Now keep reading it. Where are we? Verse 15.
Behold, I come like a thief. Bless
Behold, I come like a thief. What is he trying to say? That means there's still some people God tried to save. Right? Behold, I come like a thief. I'm coming soon already. Sixth round is gone, right? Blessed is he who stay awake. How can you stay awake? You keep reading the scripture, you see what happened, exactly what the Bible says, you know Jesus Christ comes back, you turn around and believe in Him. And keep His cloak with Him, so that He may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Verse 16.
Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon.
That means do not follow Him to go to Armageddon. You will die. Okay? That's why I don't want any children to ask any person to ask his children to join the army. Okay? Verse 17.
The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, "It is done." Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of lightning, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it had ever occurred since man has been on earth. So tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts.
The great city, you write that down, 17 and 18. Chapter 17 and 18. That is what is going to happen. The great city is going to be burned down, okay? First of all, the great city is going to split into three parts and then going to burn down, collapse, and sink. 19, read again.
The great cities split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great, and gave her the cup filled with the wine of the fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky, huge hailstones of about 100 pounds each fell upon man, and they cursed God on account of the plagues of hail, because the plague was so terrible.
So now go back to Daniel, chapter 12. So what have you learned? If I don't explain that to you in Revelation, you say, wow, when I see multitude of people, especially the godly people, holy people,
who sleep in the dust of the earth. Oh, I'm going to turn around and follow the Antichrist. No, don't do that. You follow Antichrist, you follow the false prophet, you'll go to hell. You stand firm. So, verse 2, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise, those who listen to God's word and put it into practice, God tell you not to have, make sure you don't have that mark on your right hand, you say, no, no, I'm willing to die. Okay? And then don't have mark on your forehead, you say no to that, okay? Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heaven. And those who lead many to righteousness, like the star forever and ever. Verse 4. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the word of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. As we keep on studying the Word of God, studying Revelation, studying Daniel, studying 2 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18, studying Matthew chapter 24, as we study and memorize it, and we will have a better understanding what will happen. But in those days, at that time, Daniel did not have the luxury to study Matthew chapter 24, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Revelation, right? It wasn't written yet. So that's why God say, you, Daniel, close up and seal the word of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. As we study the Word of God, then we know what will happen in front of us. And I'm going to stop here. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you encourage our children to live a life that is pleasing in your sight, to be wise in your sight, not to be foolish, and not to put what we hear into practice. If we put what we hear into practice, although we face starvation and dying of hunger, and yet we rise like a star, we shine like a star, because we know we're going to go to heaven. We will overcome them. Lord, help us to remember that. Hide that within our heart. And help us to teach our children after us too, so that they all will go to heaven. I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.